All right. So, as was said, I'm at Brandeis on the Institute for Child, Youth, and Family Policy, and our work broadly focuses on issues of child and youth equity. And this was a project designed in concert with two colleagues, Brianna Enslin and Dr. Dolores Acevedo Garcia, who heads up my team at Brandeis. And we designed this work to hone in on a project that we are getting ready to launch called DiversityDataKids.org. DiversityData.org is a project that we have launched. It is a data indicator project that looks at issues of equity across regions, metropolitan statistical areas. I invite you to check it out. It has all kinds of indicators that you can manipulate, download, use maps, rankings, etc., across the United States. Diversity Data Kids was our child of that project and appropriately focuses on kids and youth. And it was an opportunity to drill down a little bit to be able to look at some lower level indicators, other geographical areas beside metropolitan statistical areas. And we're launching that soon. It has policy analysis, data indicators. We've developed a child opportunity index. And as part of that work, we were also trying to hone in on some other issues related to youth and families and kids and equity. And one of these was this scoping that we did that was looking at health equity and youth digital media programs, trying to understand this large arena of youth digital and social media, or I should say social media that youth more so are privy to, partner to, and using, and trying to understand, since our focus at the Institute is equity, is that at all present in these social media programs that are training youth in all these different social media sort of medium? And so that's the question that we were trying to look at. Oh, and sorry, I have no disclosures relevant to this presentation. So our guiding research question was asking, do youth digital media programs address youth voice and health equity? So we wanted to understand, are these programs training youth to have power and voice in the kinds of things that they're doing through digital media, and is there a health equity component to it? So in this session, I want to cover first how we define these things, because youth digital media can be defined in many different ways, youth voice, equity, et cetera. We want to talk about the relationship between digital media programs and youth health, why we would even go down this path. I think a lot of people say, well, what do youth digital media programs even have to do with youth health? And then I want to talk a little bit about what this research uncovered for us, which we're still in the middle of analysis. You know, every time you sort of get results, it leads to new questions, and then, you know, you're on new pathways. And I welcome your comments on that. This is an iterative process, and I would welcome and love, you know, to be sent down new paths. So I want to highlight some definitions that we used. Youth digital media programs we defined as programs that teach and or engage youth in computer or other technology-based forms. I actually think I just misspoke and said social media, which it was not. So if I did, I apologize. So we focused on programs that trained youth in any of these, so sort of and or, photography, music, film, writing, radio. We did not get into social media such as Twitter or Facebook or what have you, with which reasons I'm happy to go into, but it sort of becomes a balloon that you could flies away from you and is really difficult to capture. So it's not to say that those kinds of things may not have been used in a program, but it wasn't us just going onto Facebook and sort of seeing what kids were posting on Facebook. These are all digital media programs that are teaching some form of computer or technology-based sort of communication. Youth voice was a big part of this project in uncovering organizations that were embodying youth voice in their work with participants. And youth voice was defined as the opinions, ideas, experiences, actions, involvement, initiatives, and attitudes of an individual considered to be young. Health equity, another really important piece of the work we did and the examination that we were doing. And I highlight here both a racial justice and social determinants of health perspective within equity and health equity, which can be defined in many ways broader, but for the purposes of sort of a quick highlighted definition, is to highlight that our perspective on equity and health equity is not that it's diversity, it's not variety, it's not equality, which can be defined as sameness. It's really a focus on fairness and justice that's explicit in the program and the way the program talks about its work. So some of the background that led us to really want to look at whether or not this is being highlighted in the youth digital media programs out there come from some seminal work on race, youth, and digital media. In particular, there's this really comprehensive piece by Dutta and colleagues on health disparity and the racial divide among the nation's youth, and it asks the question, internet is a site for change? And within that, there's a chapter on health disparity in the internet and digital media. And that chapter really links, it looks at the distribution of communication technologies among youth and race-based health disparities that exist among the nation's youth. It says that there is, and that really promulgated us to, you know, sort of push this forward and try to understand, do youth digital media programs address this? Are they aware of it? Is it part of their language? Are they conscious of this in the way that they're developing programs and in the way that they are moving forward this type of communication, which can be a way that youth self-advocate, a way that they organize, a way that they bring their community together, a way that they find more education from themselves or their family, et cetera. So we wanted to see, is this sort of moving on in the way that youth digital media programs are set up? The framework for exploring the issues of equity, equality, racial, ethnic, minority focus come from work that we've done at the Institute. A recent example of this is a paper that was published in AJPH entitled Future Directions and Research on Institutional and Interpersonal Discrimination in Children's Health. And also from Kamara Jones's work that talks about levels of racism and the theoretic framework, both her example of the gardener's tale and then some more recent work that was really looking at addressing the social determinants of children's health and a cliff analogies that she produces. So all of this background and framework led us to this, the frame that we bring to this analysis. So the key definitions that we brought forward to this analysis of youth digital media programs are the following. These, again, are a highlight. It's not everything. So authentic youth voice. This was something that we were looking for in the youth digital media programs. Did they have a component that was fostering, teaching, invigorating in their participants a use of a building of practice of authentic youth voice, which is defined in many ways, but the sort of highlighted ways in the youth, the research are as follows. I read one before by Fletcher, and another that comes from the Youth Voices Research Group highlights five components: engaging youth in expressing themselves on their lives and communities, identifying issues and themes of importance to young people, planning projects that address youth concerns and priorities, acting for youth-driven community development and social change, reflecting, researching, and rewarding in order to recognize achievements and document learning, and sustaining growth and development of youth-driven initiatives. So this is something that we were examining when we were looking at these youth digital media programs to see, is this something that they were fostering through their program, their programming, the structure of their program. Our definition of digital media, which I went through, was their digital storytelling present. And we looked at participatory culture, which is defined in many different ways. Again, this is the definition that we chose to focus on, which is fostering a culture that has relatively low barriers to artistic expression and civic engagement, showing strong support for creating and sharing one's creation, a lot of mentoring relationships between perhaps those who are considered artists in the realms that the program is training on, and that sort of mentoring relationship back and forth. That fostering that culture among and throughout participants where you can experiment, innovate, and quote-unquote fail and sort of learn from that experience. We wanted to understand whether youth were highly involved. If this was youth digital media programs, are youth really driving what's going on, or is there a sort of a top-down culture? Is it youth-driven or youth-led, and how are youth engaged? So our inclusion criteria are on the left, and then we had some particular components of interest that we were looking at on the right. And so given this inclusion criteria, we had a master list of 232 programs. So we limited our definition of youth based on a variety of literature, was participants 26 years and younger. We really were focusing on this promotion of authentic youth voice. We were looking for youth that were given a fair amount of power within the organization. The program had to have a website because our analysis was done based on what was produced on the website. We needed something that was meeting in person, providing some kind of participation and teaching, what have you, in person. We wanted some kind of displaying of youth-produced media for public viewing, so that was their interaction with the public, some kind of digital media sharing, and that youth were having some role in media production. So that was our inclusion criteria. We also, as I said, really had this focus on equity or equality. These are things we were looking for, not inclusion criteria. Focus on health, we were looking for information about whether there was any particular focus on racial, ethnic, minority, or disenfranchised groups, and was there any focus on social change and justice. So this is just to give you a broad, quick swath at the programs that may not have been included. So if there was obviously a lack of digital media production, they wouldn't have been included if they weren't exclusively focused on youth. If we really couldn't understand anything about the program from the program description, they needed to be excluded. They were a college program. If there was a lack of access to media or it wasn't displayed. So this is just to give you a sense of what was perhaps not looked at. These were our definitions of equity, equality, implied equality, whether none was present, and a racial ethnic focus. Because what we did was break down the organizations according to these categories. So I'm not going to read them all, but to give you a sense, if a program was defined as having an equity focus, it was a program that actually stated that there was some recognition or focus on unfairness or justice, whether that be by race, gender, sexual orientation, et cetera, that youth experience. That it could be implied equity if the program suggested that through materials, but they didn't directly state that. And that follows similarly for equality, implied equality. None would mean there was no actual suggestion or indication that the program was working to address a difference that the youth experienced. And then the explicit racial ethnic minority focus was an organization that actually states the program is working with a particular racial ethnic minority group, broadly or specifically defined, or maybe it was an immigrant or refugee youth that they were focusing on. But for example, if they just said we work with diverse youth, that's not focusing on a specific racial ethnic minority group. Then we had to break down the programs and define all the different kinds of programs. So yes, they're all youth digital media programs, but we have programs, for example, that were might have been independent youth voice and digital media entities, or maybe they were an independent youth entity that had media work, or they were a program organization within a larger youth media organization, or for example, the last one was a program organization within a larger organization, but it's not necessarily youth or media related. You know, when you start to break this down, there's all different ways. You can have a big organization that is all about youth digital media, but maybe you have a big youth organization like Boys and Girls Club, but within that, they have a youth digital media program. So this is just the way that we broke down to try and understand the different types of organizations and where were these kinds of programs going on. So this is a first table that just categorizes our final sample. So of those original 232 that were included, there were 88 that met our inclusion criteria. So for example, 18 programs had an explicit racial ethnic minority focus of the 88 that we included. 20 had an explicit focus on equity, 10 implied equity, 19 on implied equality. Only one had an explicit focus on equality in their program, and 38 of the 88 had no focus whatsoever on equity, any of these categories. This gets a little smaller, but what this is doing is breaking down. I just talked about all the different program structures that we coded by looking at all the different organizations, and then what we tried to understand was across the top you see the different categorizations, if it was a program that explicitly talked about equity, or did they imply some discussion of equity, or did they explicitly talk about equality, or did they imply some discussion about equality, and then how did that break down by different program types. So you'll see the organizations that were talking about, or the organizations that were an independent youth voice organization or digital media entity. So their focus was youth voice and digital media. You see that they were the ones that had sort of the most that dealt with in any of the categories, whether it was implied equity or it was explicit equity or implied equality or explicit equality. The ones that were focused on youth voice, which is a youth power, you know, getting participants to really be able to articulate an identity and articulate through their production of whether it's you know, TV, writing, blogging, designing of a website, what have you, but their focus is really on that youth voice and self-advocacy. They really were more detailed in their explication of issues of equity and equality. That was similar to in a broader program or organization within a larger media organization. And then certainly an organization that had explicit statements about authentic voice and authentic youth voice, we would have thought that we would see this more, but they had zero across everything except two organizations that explicitly focused on authentic youth voice, sort of had a suggestion of some work around equality, which we found very interesting since there was this very explicit focus on authentic youth voice and that sort of self-advocacy. This is a further breakdown of the final sample by program objectives. So part of our coding looked through and tried to understand what are all the different components of these youth digital media organizations and how did they then break down by this examination overall in the organization of looking at equity or equality, whether implied or explicit. So we looked at things like empowerment, inspiration, leadership, development, responsibility. Did the organization focus on those issues? Or, for example, did they focus on issues of analysis or understanding of self-identity? Or were there program themes that perhaps were particularly related to focusing or having a structure that looked at issues of equity or equality? And as I said, we were particularly interested in health and well-being, so I've highlighted that here. 10 of the 88 programs focused or had some kind of health and well-being focus. And 26 of the 88 had some kind of social change and or social justice focus. And as you might expect, the organizations that had a social change and social justice focus also had some very explicit equity language in the structure of their program. So then we wanted to drill down and really understand a little bit further an example of an organization that might have been defined as one that explicitly focused on equity, or one that implicitly focused on equity, and the same with the explicit and implicit focus on equality. So we created an in-depth rubric based on the literature, and I'm just highlighting a couple examples. This was a very large rubric, which I cannot possibly fit on a slide, which I'm happy to share and talk with more in depth, but I just picked a section of it. And a couple of the things I want to highlight are drill down on youth power. So we ranked the level of youth power, and also there's a youth voice ranking that we pulled from the literature, which I already read through, but there's the definition again. We looked at the participatory culture of the organization, and we also ranked on something called the Youth Participation Ladder by Kilroy, and we said at which rung does this organization rank. So the top of the rung would be young people and adults share decision making. The bottom of the rung would be there's non-participation with youth in the decision making process. So again, this is just sort of a piece of the rubric, but across an organization, so for example, we picked, and I'm going to show an example on the next slide, but this is the blank, a piece of the blank rubric. We have the program, the description of the program, trying to understand some pieces of it. So what was the assessment of the program according to our equity and equality categories? What was the level of youth power? What was the adult role? What was the participation rung? What was our classification of authentic youth voice? The TeenNet youth voice ranking, the participatory culture, and is youth work recognized publicly? And there were a bunch of other categories. So, for example, we have an organization, and we described that this was a photography-based after-school program that utilizes participatory photography to help refugee youth reflect on and process their experiences. Established in 2000, it was an organization that focuses mainly on urban areas. Their structure in our analysis was something that we would categorize as one that had implied equity. So there weren't statements of explicit equity. Remember, anything in their program that was explicitly about working with youth on issues of fairness or justice through the youth digital media work that they were doing, but there was implied equity issues that they worked on with youth that came through. The level of youth power was at 5. The adult role, adult staff, was showing a very high level of respect for youth as powerful and as participants fully engaged in the work. The participation rung was between an 8 and a 7. And remember, the higher the rung you are, the more there was that integrated participation. there was definitely authentic youth voice as part of the program. They met all the TeenNet's youth voice rankings. There was a participatory culture, and the youth work is recognized publicly. So that's just an example of how this rubric was working. So overall, we see that 88 of the 232 programs that we found were youth-centered, youth-voice-focused digital media programs. We found 20 of 88 had that explicit focus on equity and or equality. As I said, 10 of the 88 were focused on health, which I think is very interesting. 18 of 88 had a focus on racial and ethnic minorities. And again, that 38 of 88 had no equity or equality of focus, which for youth-centered, youth voice programs, which are really supposed to be focused on that advocacy, that ability to self-discover, to identify, to put yourself forward in the world through a digital media communication. It's very interesting, from my perspective, not to see sort of those equity and equality pieces structured into the program. And so overall, what we're seeing is that these organizations that explicitly focus on equity and or racial ethnic minority groups also highlight health and well-being, social justice, and youth voice. And that's sometimes true for implied equality. So we're seeing these interesting overlaps. So where we see a focus on health, we're seeing that more for organizations that focus on equity or on a specific racial ethnic minority group. So our next steps with this work are to highlight and further analyze the broad amount of data that was collected, publish these research results, something that we haven't been able to do yet but that we need to do, especially talking about youth voice, is bring this to youth and say, youth and youth digital media programs, and say, does this reflect your experience? What have we not asked that we need to ask? What's really important to the program that you're part of? So that's something that we want to do next. Also, we need to do more. I highlighted one. We've honed in on five sort of highlights and examples of the programs. We need to do further rubric analyses. And also, we really need to talk with a subsample of organizations to validate this information. This is all coming from online information. You'd hope, since these are digital media organizations, that you're getting some good information from their online presentation of themselves, but this first analysis to just sort of try and understand the scope of what was out there was from online, but we know that certainly has limitations. So we would like to sort of do a subsample and talk to people there and say, did we capture this correctly? This was what was on the website. What else can you tell us? And then really also hone in on what organizations are doing and can do to increase youth health equity via digital media, and really hone in on that relationship and evaluate some of that impact. This is just correlating, is it out there? And measuring that impact later is something that we're very interested in. I look forward to your questions at the end, and I really look forward to your suggestions about where you see gaps and where you would like to see next steps. Thank you.